And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. How about this weather? Cool. There's some people getting some showers right now. Let's check out the radar and see what's happening. Northern Roger Mills County and that guy at Grimes, he needs to call me back. He's avoiding my phone calls. I'll tell you more about that in just a second. Anyway, looks like along the South Canadian River, over into Northern Custer, Southern Dewey, all the way back up towards Enid, some showers and stuff going around Woodward and back in that area. Let me know. Text me. 580-225-9697. I want to hear some rainfall totals. Anyway, let's check out the temperatures. You can see right where that front is. Hollis, 94. Hobart, 94. Eric, 79. 82 at Elk City. It's showing 80 here in the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center. 79 at Camargo. 78 at Slapout. Cool spot in the whole state of Oklahoma is the May Ranch at 76 degrees. You get a chance, speaking of the May Ranch, you get a chance, get it on the Oklahoma Mezzanet Facebook page, and they're showing a camera on there right now from the May Ranch. Pretty cool. Video footage on there is pretty cool post. Anyway, pretty cool up there. What's happening out in Texas? More of the same thing. 90 degrees at Wellington, 97 at Odell, 78 at Dozer, just north of Wellington, 75 at McLean, 76 at Miami, and Palador Reservoir, you're 77 degrees. Anyway, nice. They said it's going to heat up again tomorrow, so don't get used to this. So we'll go over more of that coming up in just a minute. Let's see here. Let's just see what happened overnight in our big agriculture world. Soybeans were modestly higher ahead of Independence Day break tomorrow as investors focus on flood concerns in the United States. Rivers in several states, including Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska, the three biggest producers of soybeans and corns, have overrun their banks in recent days. Flooding is expected to continue for some time with more rain on the way. Yeah, I looked up there a while ago at the national radar, and yeah, there's some more coming across Nebraska headed east right now. About 67% of U.S. soybeans were in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, unchanged week to week, the Department of Agriculture said in a report. 3% of the crop was setting pods, and 20% was blooming. 67% of the corn crop earned top ratings, down from 69% 7 days earlier. According to the USDA, 11% were silking up from 4% the previous week. Damage to fields were reported in parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. More rain is also expected in all three states, with flood warnings and watches that have been issued are already in effect, according to the weather forecast. Isolated significant flash urban and small stream flooding, along with new and renewed river rises, is possible throughout this week, they said. Soybean and grain trading will be closed tomorrow for the 4th of July, and so would Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and also Friday. I hate to say that, but I'm getting me a 4-day weekend so I can move irrigation, work on the yard, work on the garden. I got it. Anyway, it'll be fun. I am going to sneak in some golf. I can tell you that right now. Soybean and grain trade, soybeans for November delivery gained 4.25 cents to 11.17 1/4 bushel overnight. On the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal added 50 cents to 328.70 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.2 cents to 46.92 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery fell 1 penny to 420 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery rose overnight 1 penny and a quarter in Chicago to 582 and a quarter a bushel. Kansas City fell 1 penny to 591 and a quarter a bushel. Soybean production in Brazil, the world's largest exporter, was revised down by the USDA's office in Brazil after flooding in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. About 180 people were killed and roughly 2.4 million were affected by the flooding in southern Brazil. The state civil defense agency said in a report yesterday, another 32 people are still missing. Fields were underwater have been underwater for weeks in the floods that started in April. Production in the 23-24 marking year now is forecast at 150 million tons, metric tons, down 2% from the previous report. Total areas planted with soybean in Brazil is currently, for its current marking year, is projected at 113.2 million acres. I'm pretty sure you guys don't want to know what that is in measured in the metric system. Up 1% from the previous outlook. And then we got in Rio Grande do Sul, three-fourths of the soybean crop has been harvested by the time the flooding started. Growers finished collecting crops as of June 20th. Post-flood harvested grain showed significant levels of moisture and quality issues, as traders have reportedly rejected soybean shipments with moisture above 25% in some regions of the state. The adverse weather also damaged soybean storage silos across several municipalities, casting further doubt on the 23-24 soybean output. Let's see, what do we got going on here in weather before we go to break? More rain is expected in parts of Iowa and Nebraska today and tomorrow, adding to saturated soils and flooding in both states. According to the National Weather Service, flood warnings are also been issued for most of central Missouri, where heavy rain has fell overnight. Man, it just don't stop. Flash flooding is already underway or expected along several waterways. Further south into Arkansas, heat indexes today are expected to reach 115. Excessive heat warnings will be in effect from now till 9 o'clock tonight. I think we're going to be all right here today, but the temperatures are rising finally. They're calling for 105 today, or it's not going to get there today. But anyway, this cloud cover is making it really nice. So the new Penny News is out on the stands. It looks pretty good. We got an Atwoods insert in this edition. With all this heat, looks like you can go to Atwoods and save a couple $100 on some above ground pulls. That's worth its weight in gold there. All kinds of things to keep you cool in Atwoods' front page. And then we got tools on sale, guns on sale, ammunition on sale, hydraulic oil. There's even a mower out there for your wife if you want to get her one. And what else is there? Air conditioners on sale. Oh, man. They got all kinds of... see here. Oh, here's some... creep feed for sale. 50-pound bags. 12% off $1.50. Anyway, they got all kinds of good stuff. Check it out in the Penny News. Also, I would like to have your attention real quick, if you don't mind. If you turn to page 4... I'm super excited about this 1 minute video. It's 1 minute, 15 seconds. Anyway, now I can brag on it because my boss is not in there. We won't talk about that right now. But anyway, you just walked by. Anyway, on page 4, there's a deal in there, a video, a picture of video. And you can scan that QR code and it'll come up with your picture. Scan it and it'll come up. All you got to do is hit that yellow outline in there and it'll come up play. I'm going to show you guys, I'm showing, it's a video on how to plant tomatoes, 60 tomatoes, in 20 minutes, from A to B, all the way, from start to finish, show you how to plant tomatoes in 60 seconds. So go check it out in there, and just scan on that, a QR code with your camera, and look at it. It's, I think, it's only a minute, 10 seconds, but you get the idea of what I had to do that. Also, today is the Taylor Ranch Day, happy hour, that is, and we'll have more on the Taylor Ranch, but what a perfect day before the 4th of July to talk about grilling meat. We'll have that coming up here shortly. Be right back after this Taylor Ranch break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton. Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let's check out some weather in the Texas Panhandle. How about that? Who do we want to go with? 98 at Odell or 77 at Lipscomb? Let's go with the hot spot. Odell, Texas. Here we go. Humidity, 34%. The temperature's 98. Heat index at 100. Dew points at 64. The winds are out of southeast at 7 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, probably when these fronts started rolling through, 25 miles an hour. No rain so far this month. 8-inch soil temperature, 92 degrees. And that's pretty warm stuff. All right. Let's check out the Lipscomb Dealership's Ag Market Update real quick. There won't be no market tomorrow, and I won't be here Friday. So, guys, you're just going to have to depend on your iPhone for information Friday. July corn, 403, up 1 3/4. September, 407, down 1. Let's get rid of July for right now because their updates aren't quite as good. Let's go with August. Soybeans, 1158, up 8. And a quarter, September 11/18, up 8. Soybean meal for August, 349.20, down 110. September is 332.50, down 70. Soybean oil for August, 48.67, up 163. And September, 48.47, up 152. Wheat, not so good. Hard red winter wheat. September, 587, down 5 1/4. December, 603, down 5. Let's see what the Cotton King's doing with all of his money today. He's losing money, according to the market. July cotton, never mind. Get rid of that. That market's gone. October, 70.88, down 62. And December, 72.90, down, or up 20, actually. And let's see what oil out in West Texas is doing. It's up a little bit today. August is 83.03, up 22. And we got natural gas is actually in the green for a change this week. August is 244, up 0.006. Looks like the NASDAQ and the S&P are all in the green and the Dow's in the red. Let's see what cattle are doing. August cattle, live cattle that is, 185.82. Up 72, October 186.57, up 92, December's 188.50, just changed on me, hang on here a second, December's 188.52, up another two cents at 87, it's up 87 today, feeder cattle, August 263.37, up 227, whew. September 263.32, up 2, October's 263.07, up 162. Lean hogs for July, 89.77, up 55. August is 89.82, up a nickel. And let's see, today's Wednesday. Yeah, Hober Stockyards are having their sale right now. I don't know. I haven't heard anything from it. I think it's the only person having a sale this week. So anyway, I'll have their results for you come Monday. We'll get caught up in everything. Please remember, there's no sale at Elk City this Friday. And they will be back to pushing some cows down the lane over at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, East Clinton there on I-40. They'll be back to doing that. Today, guess what it is? It is the Taylor Ranch Day. Hey, who's going to grill out tomorrow? Let me know. Hey, all you grillers out there, are you ready to up your game? Taylor Ranch beef is your answer, no matter what your skill level. From the beginner to the master griller, starting with Taylor Ranch beef will take you to the next level. And that ain't no bull. And the majority of the Taylor Ranch beef grades prime. So prime your grill with Taylor Ranch beef. Your family and friends will appreciate and enjoy your decision. At Taylor Ranch, they develop every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch beef, selling quarters, halves, and whole beef. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. Taking orders for August. Now, third-party verified, I already said that, 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. To get you some of that there. Taylor Ranch beef, be good. I just got a text. I hadn't heard from Colin. Colin, I want to say give you and Tony, a big shout out. They did a lot of work for me back in my old oil field days before I retired without a retirement plan. Anyway, hello, Colin. Colin has some Sarah roots in there. He comes over there and plays some golf over there. Anyway, got that going on. And then let's see what the text line lit up there a while ago. Oh, yes, I will tell the dummies. Say, hey, Jimmy, it's your golfing buddy, FedEx driver from Weatherford. I don't have any totals, but I can tell you it's been raining on me all day from Hammond to Cheyenne to Sweetwater to Raiden to Durham. Hope all is well with you. Hope all is well with you too, sir. Kevin Kinnemer, north of Sarah, he's got 2 tenths so far. And then here's the text that I like. Tell the dummies about firework safety. Yes, guys, I know we're getting a little rain today, a little shower here and there and all that deal. But anyway, we have to be extremely careful. There's a lot of grass out there, and especially in areas that haven't been getting any rain, it's just like gas. That grass is just like gas. So please play smart, be smart, and don't do anything silly or dumb, as this text message says. Anyway, be careful out there with your fireworks. There was a pretty good sized fire, I think, north of Sarah yesterday, 152. That wind was getting it. That could have got out of control, but I think they called in some other fire departments, got her knocked down in a hurry. Speaking of that, beef, let me find out. Let's just go ahead and do it. I got plenty of time to do it here. Wells Fargo, the annual Wells Fargo 4th of July food report revealed for this year's holiday, home-cooked burgers would be 3 times cheaper than dining out. The Agri-Food Institute team at Wells Fargo collected data showing the current cost of ingredients to prepare a quarter-pound hamburger at home is $2.16 per burger, which includes cheese, some of Jimmy Clark's tomatoes, and lettuce, whereas the average of 5 popular quick service restaurants has a price of $6.95 for the same quarter pound hamburger. But it don't have none of Taylor Ranch beef on it either, does it? No. The team at Wells Fargo highlights the mid-June 24 consumer price index for food at home rose by 1% compared to mid-June 2023, with the same index was rising at 5.9%. Courtney Schmidt, Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute sector manager, man, these people got some big titles, says that food inflation has mostly moderated, but the increased labor, transportation, and capital costs are weighing on the dining out industry. When you go out to dine, the total cost you're paying is only 30% for that food. For food away from home, the mid-June 24 CPI rose by 4%. The analyst at Wells Fargo says that the longer the mismatch in inflation for food at home versus dining out continues, the more consumers will economically incentivized to eat at home. That's what we're going to do. Steaks, some corn from over in eastern Oklahoma, maybe some fresh dug potatoes out of my garden. Maybe what we're doing tomorrow if the grasshoppers hadn't ate them. Not them grasshoppers are eating everything underground and above ground. I'm so sick of them. I wish they made shotgun shells for them that could hit like 50 of them with one shot instead of missing one some bird shot. I'm sick of them. You're still paying more for your food when you go to the grocery store than a few years ago, but you're seeing a slowdown in the food inflation. This time last year, we were at nearly 6%. Food inflation is not going negative. We're still paying more, but you're seeing a slowdown considerably in the food inflation, according to Schmidt. The Wells Fargo 4th of July food report highlights 2 categories that did see declines in price of grocery store compared to last year: potatoes for potato salad and avocados for guacamole. Both of these markets have just seen more production out there. So you've seen more potato production. You've seen better avocado production. That's just been helping those wholesale prices that have been transferred into the retail side, according to them. Lastly here, regarding elevated beef prices through the summer grilling season, Schmidt says we could see many months to a few years of elevated prices for beef. You're seeing those elevated beef prices because we had a drought back in 2022 where we saw the cattle herd drop to very low numbers. We really need to start seeing the herd rebuilding before we're going to start seeing improvement in those prices, according to Schmidt. I'm trying to say it that way so I don't mess it up. Schmidt, she does offer that with lower corn prices leading to lower feed prices for the animals processed, beef production is up because producers are putting more weight on cattle. That added to beef production, and we've also seen more imports of beef. And all you got to do is read your label at the stores. Just read your labels, please. So while we are seeing lower supplies of beef compared to where we were at last year, it's not as bad as it could have been based on the size of the cattle herd, Schmidt says. She adds that I think we're still a couple years out before we're going to see some of a significant herd rebuilding. So anyway, or you can just call Taylor Ranch Beef and get beef put in your freezer. It's pretty simple than that, and then have a big old cookout at the house. I will tell you my little adventure over there at the round table at Southbound this morning. You want to talk about a puppy dog sad look on some faces when I brought in one of my tomatoes that was pre-sold and showed them what my tomatoes were looking like, and they wanted to know where theirs was. And the famous Jimmy Dunlap informed those senior citizens that don't listen very well. I brought him some tomatoes early last week, I think, and gave them to him. And Jimmy Dunlap, he remembered exactly what I said. I said, enjoy these boys because these are the only free ones you're getting. And of course, a couple old Codgers, they wanted to, hey, where's our tomatoes? Show me your Social Security check or something. I don't know. You're not getting any more free tomatoes from me. You know, I thought they were going to cry. Anyway, this tomato I brought in there was bigger than the softball. It weighed, 12, 14 ounces? 15 point something ounces. It was a big old girl. Anyway, they're going back to buying off the grocery store, I guess, get those ones that they claim that are fairly good. Yeah, but they didn't get a really good one. Anyway, you just had to been there. They was like going to cry, and Jimmy Dunlap was laughing right along with me. Suckers, told him last week, no more free tomatoes. Get out the cash, boys. So anyway, we'll figure that out. All right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'm going to have your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update and more Ag News, and then finish up the show with the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Forecast for down in southwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June the 14th. 1,435 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 475 brought 315. 4 at 546 brought 298. 4 at 720 brought 264. 8 at 753 brought 257. 3 at 955 brought 228. 4 at 966 brought 225. 4 head of heifers at 278 brought 335. 8 at 424 brought 290. 5 at 544 brought 286. 7 at 654 brought 253. 20 at 807 brought 218. 13 at 845 brought 221. Butcher cows were 62 to 152. Butcher bulls brought 120 to 178. Bred cows were 1300 to 2500. Pairs brought 900 to 2775. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Let's go with Slap Out. And talked about them in at least 2 days. Here's your forecast. Currently it's 81 degrees. Feels like 84, dew point 69, humidity 67. The winds are out of the south, southeast at 14 with wind gust up to 19. 24-hour rain total, 1/1000th of an inch. 10-day rain total, 0.54 inch, a little over half. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil, temperature 88, and sunset at 9:03. Chance of thunderstorms today. High of 84. Looks like you're going to get there. 60% chance, that is. And then 30% chance tonight. 68 for a low. And what do we got here? Mostly sunny and 88 tomorrow. Very nice. South to north wind, 7 to 15. So anyway, that's for Slap Out. That's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather forecast. Okay. I was looking at the Oklahoma Forestry Department's fire situation report for today, and nothing crazy going on, but they there's no county burn bans enacted at this time, according to what I see there. And then near-term fire danger ahead of stronger cold front on Independence Day. Temperatures will be again top 100 in the southwest and central Oklahoma with upper 90s further east. The cold front is expected to enter northwestern Oklahoma midday, pushing into central Oklahoma during the afternoon, with these cold front thunderstorms may develop. And while rain chances come in with it, so does lightning potential and the possibility of lightning igniting storms. So nothing major, just keep an outlook and don't get crazy with the fireworks tomorrow night. Pretty simple. All right. Okay, I've been getting a lot of questions about this, and so I guess I shouldn't talk about tomatoes on the show, but I'm gonna help you guys out today. I'm gonna cover this one more time. Let me see here. Okay. I've seen on social media, on gardening pages, and I've had two or three texts yesterday and a couple last week, and I want to cover blossom end rot good, really good this time, so you'll understand it. So get your pen and pencil out, record it, whatever you want to do. But blossom end rot, which is called BER, B-E-R, is due to the plant failing to absorb calcium from the soil. Many people, even with perfect soil, have BER. I've had two pepper plants that's had it this year so far, because pepper plants get them. Particularly with first batches, as early spring rains or over-fertilization can cause it. Many of the solutions mentioned do not work because they either don't have calcium or they don't have enough. It's the plants. It's too late. If you're already getting it for your plants, it's too late to salvage those tomatoes. And I'm going to give you some advice here. And this is not only from me. This is from some master gardeners. So listen up. For example, many may recommend using bone meal, milk, bananas, etc. after it appears. It's too late. But they are done. They're done. And the true culprit is gone at the same time that's caused that. It's already in the plant. You're not going to solve it. But now listen up, and I'll help you out with some stuff here. Remove all the fruit from the plants. The stalks are lacking, so anything there is BER, blossom end rot. It's already got it in it. Keep rain from hitting the plants. Start hand watering consistently. This does not mean by schedule, but by soil dampness. This is so true. Oh, I water every morning. Does it need it, or does that enough? I'm telling you guys, check your soil dampness. Many can water once a week because of their soil type. Everybody's got different soil types. You need to physically check your water dampness. And or some can just do a light water every couple days. Also, some people need to water twice a day. So anyway, there is a soil dampness tester you can get, and I got one, but I'll be honest with you. Are you going to trust yourself with that tester? Physically go out there and stick your finger next to your tomato plant in the soil and see what you got going on. And get a dampness tester and see if it's working compared to what you're thinking. Make sure you water the ground and not the leaves to avoid more fungus and diseases. Remove 3 to 6 inches of branches from the bottom of your plant. And I'm telling you to do this. I do not believe in pruning. But when you've got something like this going on, you can do this. Go ahead and prune 3 to 6 inches above. If you can, go to Ace or somewhere like that. That was somewhere and get you some agriculture lime. There's two types of lime. It's quick and slow. Mix them both together if you can get it, if you don't have to buy too much. Mix some heavy handfuls with a good wicking potting soil. Raise the soil level up by 3 inches on your plants. FYI, lime is cheaper, but bone meal has some fertilizer qualities. So bone meal works well when initially planting. That's the deal. I put it in when I plant it. Once you get the BRE, it's too late. You're doing. And, you know, the thing is, sometimes it's not that it's lacking the calcium in your soil, but it's just with your fertilization program or your inconsistency on your watering, it doesn't use it. It's there. It might be there. Believe it or not, it might be there. So, but if you choose to fertilize, I mostly only do it early to promote plant size, then use a low nitrogen mix. Nitrogen makes the plants get larger. Sometimes phosphorus helps with fruit, but I avoid to give the plant any fertilizer to give more slower time to absorb the calcium. So another guy told me when we were talking about this, he said, I'm hesitant to recommend lime or wood ash to any gardener who does not know the pH of their garden soil. In Oklahoma City, the pH is 8.0. and lime is alkaline. So you apply that to that high pH there, probably going to get higher. Lime takes it up, chip takes it backwards. Does that make sense to you guys? So the same stuff works in gardening as it does work in farming. So it's important. So that's what I did with my tomatoes. What I did, I sent leaf samples off to, I use Regen. Sometimes I send them to OSU, but I use Regen out of Nebraska. And there's one out of the co-op here in Elk City uses, oh my gosh, what is it? Out of, they're in Oklahoma City and Amarillo. So anyway, send some forage samples off. See what is going on. It might not even be a lack of calcium. Maybe the plant's lacking something else and it won't, the roots can't tap into the calcium. Does that make sense to you guys? I was talking to Kent with SEI this morning, talking more about phosphorus and potash, and you guys well know it takes months for phosphorus and potash to kick in to use it. So anyway, we got pretty interesting stuff there. And then one more thing on tomatoes, and I won't bring up tomatoes again. Let me find it here. It's in my email. Others, what about I don't even know what I did. Oh, here it is. Sorry, I found it. Anyway, the K-State did some research on blossoming rot and basically the same thing I just covered. And also we got let me see if I can get this to come up. There it is. So a lot of other problems going on right now, tomatoes, is hot weather. All right. Real quick, I see a lot on Facebook and I get some text messages. I don't know why everybody thinks I'm an expert in tomatoes just because I'm growing some 1-pounders. I just got lucky. Anyway, I do love growing tomatoes and I learn a lot. So people are saying, my tomatoes have been green for 4 weeks. Well, a lot of it is, and I'm going to argue a little bit on what K-State's recommending here, just a little bit, not much. They know what they're doing. Delay in ripening. Typically, it requires between 6 and 7 weeks following the pollination, fertilization of the flower for a tomato fruit to mature fully. During that period, the fruit goes through a number of development stages that ultimately result in the red, yellow, and orange stages. Fruit that is ripe and ready to harvest. Mature green tomatoes ripen most rapidly at temperatures between 68 and 77 degrees. The greater the deviation from the temperature range, the slower the ripening process will be. Extremely stressful temperatures can virtually halt the process entirely. That's what's going on right now. My tomatoes was going crazy up until about 4 days ago, and I went from picking 25 pounds a day to 10 pounds a day now. And I got people chomping at the bit, got guns held to my head, threatening my dogs, wanting tomatoes. Nothing I could do about it. But I have noticed in the high tunnel, away from the Oklahoma wind and the Oklahoma sun, that it is getting, they will ripen really good at 90 to 95 degrees and up to 100. But when it's 105 and 110 today, everything shuts down. So there you go. So anyway, a blossom end rot, according to K-State, of tomatoes is a physiological disorder caused by a lack of calcium in the blossom end of the fruit. The disorder results in tomato fruit with brown or tan areas at the blossom end. These areas start as small, and then they just gradually develop and get it through there. Although blossom end rot is caused by a lack of calcium, it is a lack of water that is most often responsible for its development. Since hot water increases water loss for tomatoes, the blossom end usually is greatest. So anyway, this is pretty cool from K-State. They all agree with me on the blossom end. Or I agree with him. How's that? In closing, Mark Twain once stated, everyone talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. Unfortunately for gardeners, this statement still holds true, and there's little we can do to keep our tomato plant vigorous, well-watered, and adequately fertilized. Bullcrap, you can do it. If the foliage is sparse, covering from tomato plants with a material that partially blocks the sun, such as cheesecloth or shade fabric, it's technically worth trying. And I had to put amen on that one. Anyway, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And we're expanding and just getting everything else that we can to make us a one-stop shop. Oh, it's very convenient. You walk in, see what you want right there. If not, tell us what you want. If we don't have it, we'll find it and get it for you, and we're going to be very competitive on price. We'll probably beat anybody's price around here. We go down to Midland. We've had some crews up in North Dakota that we've had to take stuff up there too, down in Longview, Texas. Like all the big oil field companies that we have, they usually call and say, hey, we need this, or our salesman, they'll go by once or twice a month and they'll see what they need. Hey, you need some of this, this, and this. You need 100 gallons more oil. We set big tanks, bulk tanks, you know, whatever size you want, 250 to 330 gallon tanks for oil for the mechanic shops to service all the equipment. Whatever you need, call an order in and we get it out to you as quick as possible. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. I'm Ronnie Redd. Myself, Brock Kalk, and Casey Miller are your owners at Camrock. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
If you get your prescriptions filled at a big box store, either you think it's more convenient or quicker or cheaper. Well, let's see. Let's talk convenience. Grandview Pharmacy has a drive-through window, so you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And since it's in the middle of town, it's pretty easy to get there. Plus, if you can't come to them, they'll come to you. They offer free local delivery. Now, speed. Grandview Pharmacy keeps the shelves stocked because they get shipments of medicine all the time. You don't have to wait for days for your meds to arrive. And once you're in the store, the staff works efficiently to process orders and let customers be on their way. Then there's price. Everybody thinks the box stores offer cheaper medicine, but Grandview Pharmacy is part of a buying group that purchases meds at discounted rates. Their prices are competitive on most items. All the supposed perks of box stores, but they know their customers by name. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City. Get your medicine from people who know you.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. I picked a big town and also the capital of Kiowa County, Hobart, Oklahoma. 96, feels like 97. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 62, humidity's 33. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 3 miles an hour. Says here, 0.03 inches of rain, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 91 degrees, Sunset at 8:54. Slight chance of thunderstorms, 20% today, 101 for a high. Partly cloudy, 81 for a low tonight. South winds 14 to 16. Independence Day, 20% chance of thunderstorms, 102 for a high. South-southwest winds, 13 to 17. Oh, man, that just don't even sound like any fun. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. You know, I was talking about the Wells Fargo report. I don't know why I was thinking that. You know, the back in the day, for us older people, they're thinking, you know, they had that show Wells Fargo, and they went from stagecoaches to telling people how much their hamburger cost on the 4th of July. Just gotta love them. Anyway, let's see here. Oh, the barometer, the Ag Economy Barometer's out. And I got about just enough time to talk about that. In June, farmer sentiment drifted lower as high input costs, the risk of lower prices for their products, and rising interest rates continue to weigh on farmers. According to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, last month's reading at 105 was 3 points lower than in May. The overall decline was due to a 5-point drop in the index of future expectations, which fell to 112, while the June current conditions index increased to 90.1, point higher than the May index. The impact of rising interest rates on their farm operations has become a bigger concern for producers in recent months, said James Mentert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of the Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture. Interest rates risk and high break-even levels combined with concerns that crop and livestock prices could weaken are holding back producer sentiment and making producers cautious about making large investments. This month's Farm Capital Investment Index declined by 3 points to a reading of 32, just 1 point above its historic low. More producers indicated it's not a favorable time for large investments compared to May, while the percentage of producers who viewed it as a good time remained the same. But there was a notable shift in producers' longer-term outlook on farmland values. The long-term farmland value index dropped to 152, down 7 points from May. Fewer producers expect the farmland values will increase over the next 5 years, coinciding with a rise in those anticipating values holding steady. The new Ag Barometer Economy Barometer survey was conducted the third week of June. So things are, I don't know, it's not a lot of why, ifs, and whys out there as far as I'm concerned. I know land prices are crazy. Like, go buy you some corn land in Iowa and come back and talk to us. But anyway, it's just crazy. I don't know what to tell you about it. You guys, I know it's going to cool down here in the next few days. It's still going to be warm, but please, please take precaution with heat exhaustion and heat strokes. Here's a couple of things. Pace yourself and reduce activity during the hottest parts of the day. Go out in the heat, come back in 10 minutes, go back. Air conditioning. I know some guys that have had some strokes getting in their tractor from working outside all day. Leave your tractor door open for a minute or crack the windows. Just don't hit the plumb cold deal. Protecting against sunburn. Wear loose-fitting, lightweight clothing. Take extra precautions with certain medications. Most of all, there's two things left. Drink plenty of water, but never leave children, impaired adults, or pets unattended in hot vehicles. Jesus Christ, don't do that. Please. And it's bad. So anyway, just be extra cautious out there. Hope you guys have a happy 4th of July. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah, Oklahoma. God bless.